You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, so I'm Jordan and I'm here with Xanthi, and we've just had our first breakout session. So you spoke a lot about Mixcloud being essentially a social media platform for radio, basically. And what do you think, how do you think students have influenced that being sort of part of the technology age?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's, I probably mistakenly called it a social media platform, but it's not the same as a social media platform. There's a big social media side to it element, but essentially we're a hosting platform, a streaming platform. But students have played a huge part in that. I'd say what's lovely about Mixcloud is it has loads of little tiny communities that all use Mixcloud to their best use. That's a weird sentence, but student radio is one of those small communities. So we don't always even know what's going on amongst the student radio community who are using Mixcloud, but what they have really quickly cottoned onto is the fact that Mixcloud is a great place to archive all your student radio shows and share them.
Yeah, because so many people that were in the chat were in fact using Mixcloud themselves or said they're definitely going to get onto it. So just how important do you think it is to people that want to get their stuff out there to just get on Mixcloud?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I mean, you've got a huge audience there waiting for you to tap into. So as I said in the talk, we have over 18 million people using it monthly, and that's only the people who are logged in. There's loads of people using Mixcloud who don't even log in and have an account. And there's over a million people uploading shows to Mixcloud. So it's a pretty active site, and you'd be mad not to share your content with that huge audience. And it's a platform that's set up for radio, and the people that come to use the platform come expecting long shows, radio shows, so they're very loyal, they stick around for a long time. You know, on other platforms it's a real click-through culture, but on Mixcloud people come expecting to listen for hours.
You also spoke about competitions that Mixcloud have, and that you offer opportunities if you win the competitions. So what would you say someone would need to do to sort of get hold of those opportunities?
Well, just really keep an eye on our competitions page, which is mixcloud.com/competitions. And also keep an eye across our social media platforms. So we're big on Facebook. We've got a big Facebook page, Twitter and Instagram. And if you follow those, then we'll be really shouting about every competition that's coming up. And then it's up to you. You can apply to any competition you like. You have to be over 18, some of them you don't, and they give huge prizes, a lot of them. So for example, we've got one running at the moment for Dimensions Festival, where if you win you get a free ticket to the festival, you get put up in accommodation, and you get to play at the festival.
Amazing opportunities. And lastly, you spoke a lot about how it's a free service, but there is a pro service. How much would you recommend the pro service?
I mean, you know, I think it's a really great platform to use for free. And what I like about that is that it's democratic and anyone, you know, everyone's included, everyone's welcome. The benefits to the pro service are that you can schedule your uploads to go live at different times. You can see all the stats associated with your shows. So it's just really useful for that insight into why shows are doing well, why shows aren't doing well, where people drop off during a show, where in the world people are listening, because then you can sort of, you know, tailor your shows according to, like, wow, I'm really big in Germany. Okay, I'm going to think about that when I next do my show. So it is really useful, but, you know, not everyone can afford it. So, you know, you can still have a great experience without it.
Well, thank you on behalf of SRAcon, Xanthi.